nicked the net. And then underneath the basket was Kyle Boone, who stepped on the baseline there out of bounds.
That is a very thin baseline.
McBrayer will get it in, and here come the Patriots. Oh, and Dominic James loses it behind his back. Jason Hansen has the ball. Sorensen, or Seaman, excuse me, drives. It's just all everywhere.
Yeah, Hansen got the ball there on a good hustle play when they tried to dribble behind their back and lost it, and then he was going to pass it off to Kraft, but Sorensen was, or Simon, Seaman, I'm sorry, was cutting through there and just grabbed it and drove the lane there, so...
So now Seaman to the line, and he will knock down the first free throw. He seems to have been at the charity stripe a lot tonight.
Yeah, he is. He's converted quite a few of them, too, I believe. Checking out of the game is for the Patriots was Dominic James. Checking in is Kyle Comer.
And the second free throw attempt, nothing but net for Seaman. 66-40. 4:38 to go in this game. The Patriots have led the whole way against the Pirates. Bringing it down the court, Nick Fletcher for the Patriots. They'll get it over to McBrayer. Now over to Kyle Comer. Comer drives right down the lane, flips the defense, layup no good off the hands of Dakota Gangler and out of bounds. That will turn it over to the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Yeah, the Pirates have been playing catch-up the whole night here. I believe it was a 10-0 lead, 12-0 lead before they finally... shot a free throw shot in.
Yeah, you could not stop USA. They came out and they came out on fire.
Now the USA defense is getting real sloppy here. They're starting to do some bodying up. They're doing some reaching. They need to be disciplined right here in the last 4 minutes and 14 seconds, and it's very hard when you got a big lead like this, but the good teams right here will put this game away and not give these cheap fouls away like they're doing right now.
And once again, look who is at the free throw line for the Harbor Beach Pirates. None other than Andrew Seaman, who knocks down the first attempt, the second attempt on the way. Nothing but net once again. 66-42, 4:14 to go in the ball game.
And we'll see if USA comes down here, maybe tries to take a little bit of time off the clock here.
Homer gives it up to McBrayer. McBrayer at the top.
And that's what you see. They're spread out a little bit. They're going to look for a backdoor or a wide open layup here. There's a wide open layup right on cue.
Comer drives and gets the left handed layup to go. It's 68-42. The Pirates will look to answer back. Hansen with it. He looks to dump it down. He gives it over to Kraft. Kraft down low to Seaman, who is double teamed. Ball loose on the floor. Kraft comes up with it. He finds Booms at the top. Back to Kraft. Kraft down low to Boone. Boone puts it up and no good. Whistle on the floor. Looks like this one's going against Gangler.
And that's going to be Jordan Boone that's out there. He's out there also with Kyle Boone, but that was Jordan Boone doing all the work with the spin move there.
It was a boom boom play, I guess you could say.
You'll find out there's a lot of booms in this area. A couple different teams.
And some substitutions now for both teams as Hansen and Seaman will check out for the Pirates and Nick Fletcher will check out for the Patriots.
On the floor for the Patriots is Dan Rick. And Doug Booms is in the game now.
Second attempt. Well, this is said a lot. Lift out.
Tom Sutherland is also in the game for Harbor Beach. Ryan Maurer is in the game for Harbor Beach. Kyle Booms is in the game for Harbor Beach, along with Eli Kraft.
And Alex Corey is at the scorer's table about ready to check in. And when he took off his warm-up shirt, the student section went crazy. Here's a jump shot on the way for the Patriots. No good. Rebound goes to Jordan Booms, and he will push it all the way down. He'll stop at the free throw line. And then he's got it away by Jordan Gangler, who then throws his defender pushes away from her.
I just mentioned that you got to be disciplined here the last few minutes. And Dakota Gangler had the ball stolen away down here, and he came down and made a great block from behind on Booms. And then he turned around and gave Booms a little bit of extra chuck that he didn't need to give him here. And then, of course, the Harbor Beach player turned around and gave him a chuck. So they ended up getting a foul there out of it. But yeah, Gangler got pushed from behind after the Harbor Beach player after he blocked the Harbor Beach player. And so both of them's emotions are out of control here a little bit. But
and travel called on Kyle Comer. The free throw attempt was no good by Gangler. And here we go. You can hear the student section
cheering as McBrayer will check out and Alex Corey checks in for the Patriots.
Brad Little checks in also out there on the floor as Alex Corey. Brad Little checked in, and Sean Faber was out here. He's been out there for about a minute now. He did take a shot down here at the other end.
Coast to coast for Kraft, no good. He has had a tough time getting the free throws to go, and oh, a dangerous play there as Kraft got really close to slamming into the wall right where the passing stopped.
Him and Alex Story went up there together, and they're going to call it jump ball because they both were going out of bounds with possession of the ball. So checking in now for the Harbor Beach Pirates is number 30, Ryan Maurer. Checking out is Eli Kraft. Still on the floor is going to be Kyle Boom, Tom Sutherland, Doug Boom, and Ryan Maurer.
Brad Little brings it down. He has the ball at the top of the key. Swings it over to Kyle Comer. Comer in the corner. Gets trapped, loses a handle, and they will blow this one. And I think it's going against Tom Sutherland.
And then the never got a chance to ask anybody if they were headed out to the other games tonight. There's not much action going on, but Harper Woods was traveling up to Sandusky, and I'm sure that was going to be a great game. And Vassar was at Marlette. That's another crossover game. Looking at the NCCL for tomorrow night's games, we're going to have Kingston at Deckerville, Caseville at North Huron, Memphis at Peck, and Owen Gage at Port Hope.
Comer puts up a three, no good, a whistle, and this will send Brad Little to the free throw line.
And while he's getting ready to get the ball for tomorrow's night's game, Thursday night's on the girls' side, Class C girls' side, you're going to have Reese at Bedeck, Kansas City at basically All Saints, USA at Vassar, Harbor Beach at Lakers, and Mayville at Brown City. And Brad Little made his first one there, you can tell by the fans. And he makes his second one, so he's in the scoreboard.
Nothing but net. It's now 70-42, 2:18 to go in this game. The Patriots have dominated all night against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Pirates swinging the ball around, just trying to find an open space right now. Jordan Boom's with it. He'll try to drive a spin move. He'll do a floater and get that swatted away, but a foul is called on Alex Corey.
Corey had the block there. He could have maybe got a jump ball called, but instead he got him with the body after he made the squat. So
that will send Jordan Booms to the free throw line at the 2:01 mark in this fourth quarter.
And looking at Friday's schedule in the Class C side for the boys, you've got Reese at Bad X, Cass City at Bay City All Saints, USA at Vassar, Ubley at Sandusky, that's a boys-girls doubleheader, Harbor Beach at Elkton, Pigeon, Bayport, Lakers, Mayville at Brown City. And like we said earlier, one of the key games is going to be USA at Vassar. The Wild Wild West is wide open, and Cass City travels over to Bay City All Saints, where you haven't seen Mr. Janner play yet. He's an all-star athlete on the football field and on the basketball court. So that's going to be a good matchup there, and that could make a little bit of a mess Friday night on who stands where in the greater Southwest.
Well, it sounds like we have some good action on the way.
Oh, this is just getting into the heart of the Greater Thumb Conference play right now. This week, pretty much crossover games. Next week, we get back into some more Greater Thumb East and West games, and it's going to be fun to see how they turn out.
Sean Faber followed on this last play. He tried driving to the hole, and he will head to the free throw line. 1:40 to go in this game. Patriots lead 70-43.
And while we're waiting for his shot to go up, I want to remind you that our next broadcast on Cruise 102.1 will be Wednesday. It'll be the Cass City at Lakers game. It's going to be a great game, a Greater Thumb West matchup that could mix up the standings a little bit more. Joining me next week will be Brent Wainer, the former Ubley girls basketball coach and coaching over at Attic for a while. He's a longtime referee in the area, so join us for a great game, and we're going to have thoughts from the strikes point of view for a change up here in the booth with us. So that ought to be interesting to see what the official has to say on some of the calls throughout that game. So hopefully we'll be able to have a good pregame for you then next week, and we hope you'll join us here on Cruise 102.1 again. Derek.
All right, well, Harbor Beach will head to the free throw line. That'll be Doug Boom. And just before that, Sean Faber had a couple of free throw attempts, and he has really been shaking his right hand. I don't know if he injured it or if he was just shaking it because his first free throw attempt did not even touch the cylinder.
Huh. Could be. But then he did collide down here a little bit, so we'll see how he does here the rest of the way out.
Comer with it. He'll swing it over to Brad Little. Little drives, sets up a teardrop, floater, and Dylan